Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When we adorn our heads with head wraps, scarves, and bonnets, we embrace an age-old Black custom worthy of celebration. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Our people have been rocking head wraps and different head coverings for centuries. It's a tradition that predates coloniality, and despite what anyone says, it's a beautiful custom we should hold on to. Head wraps were worn as traditional attire in many African countries like Ghana and Namibia, where they're called dukus or duk. Certain head wrap styles indicated wealth, marital status, and family lineage. During the 1700s, Louisiana's Tignan laws prohibited Black women from being in public without covered heads. The system used these laws to shame our hair and bodies, and although they were rooted in anti-Blackness, ancestrally, we had already been proudly wrapping our heads long before. The Tignan laws did create a ripple effect, though, and for many, headscarves of all kinds became associated with servitude because of mammy caricatures like Aunt Jemima. Although some folks chose to carry this shame and the respectability politics behind it, we don't have to. Head wraps, bonnets, and scarves are all a part of who we've always been, and companies like The Wrap Life are embracing the tradition. Like head wraps, our customs, from fashion to food, make us who we are. We should embrace all of them as the beacons of cultural pride that they are and never get too wrapped up in what anti-Blackness has created. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.